That news from Clarkstown up in Rockland County just this past week, it's truly heartbreaking. Three lives lost in that crash.
It really is.
Just a terrible tragedy.
And, for anyone living or just driving around the lower Hudson Valley, Westchester, even down into the city, it's such a stark reminder.
Absolutely. You see a report like that, maybe on News 12, and it just stops you. But then you think about the families left behind. And
Right?
the shock, the grief, it quickly turns into this overwhelming legal and financial reality, a nightmare, really.
Yeah.
So that's what we want to dig into today, not just talking about the tragedy, but really exploring the rights families have under New York law, especially when negligence is involved.
Crucial information.
It really is. Being well-informed, it's maybe the first solid ground you can find when everything else feels like it's collapsing.
And these aren't isolated incidents, are they? I mean, think about the traffic on the Bronx River Parkway or navigating Queens or Manhattan.
No, sadly not. Fatal crashes happen far too often. And the impact on the families is immediate. You've got funeral costs, maybe huge medical bills leading up to the death, lost income. It's crushing.
It is. And that's precisely why families need a strong counterforce. Because the insurance companies, they mobilize instantly. Their focus is protecting their bottom line, period. So when negligence takes a life, you need a truly skilled, experienced trial lawyer, someone who knows the New York courts inside out.
And that's where the law offices of Norman Gershon comes in.
Exactly.
So this whole deep dive, it's really about understanding why that level of expertise is so vital. If you or someone you know has been affected by a fatal accident, maybe in Westchester, White Plains, Yonkers, the Bronx, Queens, anywhere around NYC, getting the right advice immediately is key.
It really is.
Call for a free consultation. It's completely confidential. The number is 919-485-1444.
Okay, so let's break down the legal basics here. When someone dies because of another person's fault in an accident, New York law gives surviving family members a specific right.
Which is?
It's called a wrongful death claim.
Okay, wrongful death. Sounds straightforward, maybe.
Well, yes and no. The concept is clear, but New York law has some very specific, strict limitations. You really need deep expertise to navigate it successfully.
Right. And I think this is where our deep dive really matters because people hear wrongful death and might think it covers, the emotional pain, the grief.
That's a common assumption. But in New York, it's different. The law here primarily limits recovery to what's called pecuniary loss.
Pecuniary loss. Okay, what does that mean exactly? Financial loss.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah.
It focuses on the financial, the economic harm the survivors have suffered because of the death. Unlike some other states, New York law generally doesn't allow you to recover damages just for the emotional grief itself, or usually punitive damages in these kinds of cases.
So the lawyer's job becomes proving the actual financial value that was lost.
Precisely. And that requires meticulous work. You have to quantify the lost financial support, obviously, but also put a dollar value on contributions that weren't just a paycheck.
Okay, so beyond the lost wages, what kind of non-traditional things are we talking about? Things that still count as pecuniary loss?
Oh, it's quite broad. And this is where real trial skill comes in. You need to prove the value of, say, lost parental guidance for children, the training, the instruction they won't receive,
Makes sense.
or the value of a spouse's household services, things like childcare, managing finances, home maintenance, stuff the surviving spouse now has to pay for or find another way to handle.
Right, things that suddenly become expenses.
Exactly. Plus the more direct costs, funeral and burial expenses, and any medical bills racked up between the accident and the death,
Yeah.
calculating and arguing for that future loss. That's often the toughest part.
And all this is happening while families are just trying to cope. Plus, you've got New York's no-fault insurance system in the mix right away, don't you? How does that complicate things?
That's a really critical point. Yes, no fault is meant to cover initial medical bills and some lost wages quickly, regardless of fault, up to a limit.
But in fatal cases, those limits might be reached fast.
Very quickly. So a skilled attorney has to manage the no-fault claim process while simultaneously building the bigger wrongful death case.
Yeah.
You need to preserve evidence, line up experts, and crucially, keep an eye on the statute of limitations for the wrongful death claim itself.
Jeez.
Generally, it's just 2 years from the date of death. That clock starts ticking immediately. Miss it, and the right to sue is gone. It demands immediate action.
Okay, so that tight time frame, the complexity of proving pecuniary loss, the insurance companies pushing back, it really underscores why experience matters so much.
It's absolutely non-negotiable.
And this brings us back to Norman Gershon. We're talking about 35 years of trial experience, specifically fighting for victims, right across the NYC metro area, Westchester.
And that 35 years isn't just time served. It represents a deep understanding of how to build these complex cases, how to find the right economists, the right vocational experts, all the people you need to actually prove the true long-term financial impact of a death.
And that translates into results. Tens of millions recovered for clients.
Yes. Through both verdicts and settlements, it shows a consistent ability to deliver.
I was struck by something mentioned earlier that he's the lawyer other attorneys call when they have really tough cases they can't handle themselves.
That's true. And it speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It really does. It suggests a level of courtroom confidence, of skill that goes beyond just standard practice. Does that reputation actually, you know, precede him with insurance companies?
Oh, absolutely. Insurance companies and their lawyers know the name Norman Gershon.
Mm.
They know they're up against someone who has seen it all, who prepares meticulously, and who is, first and foremost, ready and willing to take the case to a jury.
So they know he won't just settle for a lowball offer to close the case.
Exactly. And that reputation, that sort of fear factor, if you will, becomes critical leverage in negotiations. It helps secure full and fair compensation.
And importantly for the families, this level of representation doesn't require upfront money.
Correct. The firm works on contingency. You only pay if you win. That removes a huge burden for families already facing financial stress. And, you know, talking about big numbers is one thing, but let's connect it back to our local area, to specific results, because that's what really demonstrates mastery over New York's tough standards.
Okay, let's look at some examples. These are pretty staggering. A $16.5 million verdict that was in Bronx Supreme Court for a passenger hurt in a bus collision.
Right. A verdict that large, it tells you the injuries were catastrophic, likely involving long-term care, maybe spinal fusions, multiple surgeries, things with huge future costs. Proving that value is key.
And another one, $14.5 million, this time a settlement in Queens Supreme Court, also a bus accident victim.
Yes, another case involving incredibly complex injuries and the need for extensive future planning and financial support. These aren't straightforward fender benders. They are life-altering events.
And it's not just the city boroughs. There's success right here in Westchester County, too. Like a $2.5 million verdict in Westchester Supreme Court for a car accident at an intersection.
Exactly. It shows the firm's ability to win substantial results across the whole region, adapting to different courts and juries, from White Plains down to Manhattan.
Beyond the dollar amounts, the client testimonials really paint a picture of how these results are achieved. It's not just about being aggressive, is it?
No, it's about strategy and skill. One client called Norman a brilliant attorney, a beast in the courtroom, which captures that intensity.
Uh-huh, a beast. I like that.
But others focus on the finesse, the preparation.
Right, like L. Miller from NYC, who said, "I felt like I was watching Law & Order. His line of questioning flowed so seamlessly." That speaks to meticulous preparation.
It absolutely does. Nothing left to chance.
And another client, CWL, highlighted something else. He was very astute, and he reads people extremely well. That's a crucial skill in front of a jury, isn't it?
Hugely important. Understanding the judge, the jury, the witnesses. That reading the room skill can make all the difference, especially in high-stakes trials.
So you have this image of a highly skilled, strategic, even intimidating beast in the courtroom. But families going through this immense trauma, they also need compassion, right?
Yeah.
How does that balance work?
That's the other side of the coin that comes through so strongly in what clients say.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the firm's philosophy. Fight like hell for the client, but never lose sight of the human cost.
Okay.
Client SW from Queens put it really nicely, describing him as a wonderful, warm, caring person who has your best interests at heart. So you get both the fierce advocate and the compassionate guide.
That must be incredibly reassuring for people in that situation. And the testimonials also mention this incredible attention to detail,
yeah,
studying both sides of the case.
Yes, leaving nothing to chance, as you said. There's a story from Anthony Mangino.
Oh, yeah.
About Norman driving like over 100 miles upstate just to meet personally with a police officer involved in a complex case.
Wow, that's dedication, going the extra mile, literally.
It really is. It shows that commitment to digging deep, to uncovering every piece of evidence that could help the client's case.
And I think the ultimate compliment comes from clients like TD, who said they felt like they were his only client.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of such a devastating loss like the families in Clarkstown are experiencing or anywhere in our area, having that kind of focused personal attention must be invaluable.
It truly is. Feeling seen, heard, and prioritized during the worst time of your life. So let's try to tie this all together. If your family is reeling from a fatal accident, you're suddenly thrown into a legal system in New York that's complex and, frankly, often tilted towards limiting what you can recover.
Right.
The law offices of Norman Gershon brings that essential mix. The proven trial skill, the deep strategic understanding needed for New York's pecuniary loss rules, and crucially, the genuine compassion to support you through it all.
And that support is available across the entire region. White Plains, Yonkers, the Bronx, Queens, Manhattan. 35 years of winning experience fighting for families just like yours.
So if this tragedy has touched your family anywhere in the greater NYC area, don't wait. Get that experience on your side immediately.
Remember that core promise too. You only pay if you win.
Exactly. Let the firm handle the fight against the insurance companies. Your focus should be on your family, on healing. Put those 35 years of trial mastery to work.
Take that first step. It's a free consultation, completely confidential. Call the law offices of Norman Gershon today. The number again is 914-485-1444.
Make the call. 914-485-1444.
And maybe just leave you with this thought. When a lawyer's reputation is so strong that insurance companies already respect, maybe even fear their capabilities before they even step into court, think about what that kind of leverage, that strategic advantage means for securing the justice and the financial future your family deserves. That's the kind of impact families in Westchester and New York City need on their side.